The higher pressure is detected by baroreceptors. Pressure-sensitive nerve cells, the receptors, located in the walls of certain blood vessels. The baroreceptors send nerve impulses, input, to the brain, control center, which interprets the impulses and responds by sending nerve impulses, output, to the heart, the effector. Heart rate decreases, which causes BP to decrease, response. This sequence of events returns the controlled condition, blood pressure, to normal, and homeostasis is restored. This is a negative feedback system because the activity of the effector produces a result, a drop in BP, that reverses the effect of the stimulus. Negative feedback systems tend to regulate conditions in the body that are held fairly stable over long periods, such as BP, blood glucose level, and body temperature. Positive feedback systems. Unlike a negative feedback system, a positive feedback system tends to strengthen or reinforce a change in one of the body's controlled conditions. In a positive feedback system, the response affects a controlled condition differently than in a negative feedback system. The control center still provides commands to an effector, but this time the effector produces a physiological response that adds to or reinforces the initial change in the controlled condition. The action of a positive feedback system continues until it is interrupted by some mechanism. Normal childbirth provides a good example of a positive feedback system, Figure 3. The first contractions of labor, stimulus, push part of the fetus into the cervix, the lowest part of the uterus, which opens into the vagina. Stretch-sensitive nerve cells, receptors, monitor the amount of stretching of the cervix, controlled condition. As stretching increases, they send more nerve impulses, input, to the brain, control center, which in turn releases the hormone oxytocin, output, into the blood. Oxytocin causes muscles in the wall of the uterus, effector, to contract even more forcefully. The contractions push the fetus farther down the uterus, which stretches the cervix even more. The cycle of stretching, hormone release, and ever stronger contractions is interrupted only by the birth of the baby. Then, stretching of the cervix ceases, and oxytocin is no longer released. Homeostasis and disease. As long as all the body's controlled conditions remain within certain normal limits, body cells function efficiently, homeostasis is maintained, and the body stays healthy. Should one or more components of the body lose their ability to contribute to homeostasis, however, the normal balance among all the body's processes may be disturbed. If the homeostatic imbalance is moderate, a disorder or disease may occur. If it is severe, death may result. A disorder is any abnormality of structure and/or function. Disease is a more specific term for an illness characterized by a recognizable set of symptoms and signs. Symptoms are subjective changes in body functions that are not apparent to an observer. For example, headache, anxiety, or nausea. Signs are objective changes that a clinician can observe and measure, such as bleeding, swelling, vomiting, diarrhea, fever, a rash, or paralysis. Specific diseases alter body structure and function in characteristic ways, usually producing a recognizable set of symptoms and signs. Diagnosis is the identification of a disorder or disease based on a scientific evaluation of the patient's symptoms and signs, medical history, physical examination, and sometimes data from laboratory tests. Taking a medical history consists of collecting information about events that might be related to a patient's illness, including the chief complaint, history of present illness, past medical problems, family medical problems, and social history. A physical examination is an orderly evaluation of the body and its functions. This process includes inspection, observing the body for any changes that deviate from normal, palpation, feeling body surfaces with the hands, auscultation, listening to body surfaces and to the resulting echo, and measuring vital signs, temperature, pulse, respiratory rate, and blood pressure. Some common laboratory tests include analysis of blood and urine. Aging and homeostasis. Aging is a normal process characterized by a progressive decline in the body's ability to restore homeostasis. Aging produces observable changes in the structure and function and increases vulnerability to stress and disease. The changes associated with aging are apparent in all body systems. Examples include wrinkled skin, gray hair, loss of bone mass, decreased muscle mass and strength, diminished reflexes, decreased production of some hormones, increased incidence of heart disease, increase susceptibility to infections and cancer, decrease lung capacity, decrease kidney function, menopause, and enlarged prostate.